Thank you, and welcome into the Bonesville pregame podcast. Al Myatt joined by Kevin Monroe. Kevin, of course, an outstanding defensive back in his playing days at East Carolina. And you can hear his insights and comments on the Pirate Radio Network as East Carolina takes on Charleston Southern, Dowdy Ficklin Stadium, 6 p.m. kickoff on Saturday. And Kevin, what a great win last Saturday on the road against Marshall, 42-38 win. The Pirates were down 17, 38-21 with 8 minutes to go.
Al, it's just not something that you see very often, and certainly not as a Pirate fan. We haven't seen that in a long, long time. I think maybe the Peach Bowl comeback was probably as close as you're going to get to a fourth quarter comeback as that game. It just was electric, and you had this feeling in the stadium that the Pirates were still in it, even though they got down 17. They were still in it. The offense was moving the football. Couple of breaks went their way. The passing game was working. The running game was working. And all of a sudden, they stormed back into that game. It's just, it's not something you see very often. I'm glad to see the fight in the team. I'm glad to see them finally rally around what Coach Houston and Coach Kirkpatrick and Coach Harrell have been teaching and preaching and find a way to win late in the game.
Well, Kevin, we talked a little bit last week about how Holton Ahlers had struggled at quarterback against South Carolina, a couple of interceptions and not a great deal of productivity in the passing game. But Holton stepped up. He had a receiving touchdown. He had a rushing touchdown, a passing touchdown at Marshall. And he was truly an offensive leader.
Yeah, I don't know if that's ever been done in the history of East Carolina program. If so, not more than once or twice. So to throw one, run one, and catch one is pretty cool. Something he'll remember forever. But, yeah, I think it was a completely different ballgame for Holton. I think, you know, as you said, a week ago, he was holding on to the ball too long. He was indecisive. He turned it over. I think he was 11 for 24 on the game for 77 yards. Just nothing seemed to go his way. And I think they made a great effort, the coaching staff and Holton this week, to focus on getting the ball out of his hands early. And you can see that from the very first pass attempt he made, very first series. It was like snap, 1-2, ball gone. And he stuck with that same rhythm all game long. And he wasn't holding the ball. He wasn't, you know, being indecisive with it. He was making quick decisions. Not every throw was perfect, but he was on target. He seemed confident. He ran it a couple times for positive yardage. So it seemed like everything was going better for him. And it was a much better turnaround. And, you know, it made Coach Houston and the coaching staff look good because they kept saying he was the best man for the job. And he showed up on Saturday.
Well, Kevin, East Carolina got some good production from tight end Shane Calhoun. He had 8 catches, and he was certainly a good target for Holton Ahlers against the Thundering Herd.
Yeah, I mean, you say target, and that's such a key word because I think he had 8 catches on 9 targets. I think every time they threw the ball to him, pretty much, he snatched the ball out of the air. I think just one errant throw by Ahlers that wasn't a completion, but everything else, anywhere near him, he caught the football. And that's what's so key, because we talked about Holton having a rough game last week. Well, part of that was some drops, right? It was people not making plays. And so he's finding Calhoun as one of these guys he can count on. The Pirates haven't had a tight end, you know, maybe since Bryce Williams, to be able to just make plays like that. Game in and game out. So for him to step onto the scene and show us what he can do, I know Pirate fans are going to be hungry for that in the future, and I know he's going to be another nice third down target for Ahlers going forward, because he was getting open. He was making catches.
Well, Kevin, in that comeback, offense, defense, and special teams all played big roles there. Coach Ruffin McNeil used to talk about three sides of the football, and those three sides certainly showed up down the stretch against Marshall.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from the 1-2 punch of Keaton Mitchell and Raji Harris, you know, throwing Holton, being able to scramble around and run a little bit. But also you add in there what the receivers were able to do late in the game, Snead and Calhoun. CJ had a couple catches. Omotosho had a couple catches in the second half. They really stepped up offensively. defensively, they got stops. You know, they got stops when they needed them. You know, not even counting the last one of the game there when Jaquan McMillan comes up with the interception. He's becoming so clutch in his, you know, really early in his career. So I love seeing him make plays. But other guys, you know, Keegan Wilk, you know, is making big plays. He punches the ball out going to the end zone there. When the receiver was going into the end zone for a touchdown, he punches the ball out. So many guys were just making hustle plays and effort plays. And you know, they gave up a ton of yards, but they found a way to keep fighting, to stay in the game, and to be there when they needed it. And then, of course, the onside kick. I mean, what a great play by the kicker. Had a little bit of help with Bruce Bivens going down there and clearing out the guy who was going to try to recover it. And the kicker just dives on the ball, comes up with a huge play when they needed it.
It certainly was, and I don't remember seeing an onside kick where the kicker recovered, but Coach Houston said he's had that play for a while, first time he's run it at East Carolina. I think he said it was Andre Powell, who's now on the staff at Pitt, had given him that play years ago, and it certainly was the right play at the right time for the Pirates in that win over Marshall. And looking ahead a little bit to tonight's game or Saturday night's game, FCS opponent, that means fewer scholarships, less depth, and the Pirates have to make that work for them, Kevin.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You play some of these teams, and they'll sneak up on you, right? We remember when App State was FCS. You know, you remember seeing James Madison come into the Dowdy Strickland under Coach Houston. You know, year in and year out, we've played these types of teams. And sometimes they've been blowouts, and sometimes we've struggled, and we've even lost a couple. This is a little bit different. I don't think this Charleston Southern team has quite the firepower to play with the Pirates. They're going to be on the road in a little bit of a hostile environment. They've played two games this year so far, and total fans was like 11,000. I think they had 3,800 at their home game, 10,000 on the road at the Citadel. So they won't be used to this environment. They won't be used to the size and speed they're going to see. Coach Houston made the comment that this was their Super Bowl. Well, maybe it's their NFC Championship because they actually played Georgia this year at the end of the year. That's probably going to be their Super Bowl. But either way, this is a big-time game for them. One concern for the Pirates is going to be quarterback Jack Chambers. He's a senior. He can run. He can throw. He's the leading rusher on their team in terms of number of rushes and yards gained. Not net yard gains because he has some sacks to him, but he can also throw it. So dual threat quarterbacks often cause a problem for Pirates, for all teams, because you know you have to be able to make sure you corral those guys when things break down.
Well, Kevin, how important is it for East Carolina to build some momentum this week? Because you're coming off that tremendous win at Marshall, and you're going into American Athletic Conference play next week.
It's huge. It's huge, Al. And, you know, I know Pirate fans are, you know, a little bit frustrated because they're like, man, had we just played a little bit better against South Carolina, now we're 2-1 with an opportunity to be 3-1 after this week if we play well against Charleston Southern. So you just kind of lost that one. You kind of gave that one away at South Carolina game. That's okay. You managed to get this victory at Marshall, which was one maybe you weren't counting. And so you regroup. You go into this Charleston Southern game. You can't look past them thinking about conference. You have to focus on them. Come out, run your offense, hopefully get a lot of guys in, get a lot of guys some experience, get that victory, and then head into conference play. It's a big momentum booster. It's a big confidence booster, and I know that's what they're thinking about.
Well, Kevin, let's talk about that Bonesville tradition, Kevin's keys to the game.
Yeah, you know, I think this is a team you have to get out early on. If you get out early, score some points, and get a quick stop and score again, you start to get the ball rolling where this FCS team kind of realizes, hey, maybe we don't belong on the field with this team. You know, maybe we'll just, you know, kind of go through the motions and wait for next game. I don't expect them to do that, but the very first key would be to get out early. You know, find a way to get a big strike up on the board quickly, whether it's a big play or a nice drive, and then come out and assert yourself on defense. The second key would be Jack Chambers. I talked about him a minute ago. He's a quarterback. He's not a big guy, only 5'10", 180, but he runs well. He's got a decent arm. He's very effective in what he does. The Pirates are going to have to make sure they keep him in the pocket, find a way to force him to run or force him to throw in long and third and long situations and try to come up with an interception. And then lastly, the big play. You know, you play a team like – Charleston Southern, the only way you lose is if you allow them to come up with big plays. They get a big throw over top of your head. They get a big run. They get a pick six. You've got to be careful of the big play. And so I think the Pirates, thus far through the season, have done pretty well. They haven't given up a whole lot of big plays, and they've gotten a few themselves. And it's also come up with some big turnovers. So I think if they can do those things, they'll be okay in this game.
Very good, Kevin. Thank you so much. And hopefully the Pirates can get to 2-2 on the season. And as they get ready to enter American play the next week against Tulane, we'll certainly look forward to talking with you next week on the Bonesville Pregame Podcast.
Sounds good, Al. Appreciate it.
This is our ship. Bloody Pirates!